flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ugly one last night for the Bruins. Good enough start.
Yeah.
Went south real quickly.
That 1-0.
Yeah.
That's kind of it.
Yeah, they say a 2-goal lead's the hardest one to protect.
Not last night.
Bruins would have liked that 2-goal lead last night.
Yep.
Didn't go their way. They lose 5-1 to the Devils. They've lost 8 out of 11. Clearly a team that, needs a fix or maybe a retooling, according to Cam Neely. For more on all of this, on a Bruins Thursday, we're joined by Andrew Raycroft of Nesson. He's brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Razor, what's going on this week?
Not much. Morning.
Morning. How you feeling about your hockey team based on, the last 11 games and specifically what we saw last night?
Well, I feel like they need to get healthy. It's really starting to add up having your two best defensemen out of the lineup. I think you saw that in the second period last night. Joe Sacco talked about having a hard time moving pucks out of their own zone. And that's what happens when you're missing 40 to 50 minutes of top talent on the back end.
Now, with some of the comments that Cam Neely had last week or maybe 2 weeks ago about, look, you know, we don't know which direction we're going to go in right now. Trade deadline coming up in a month and a half, buyers or sellers. You're looking at the standings, so many teams kind of fighting for those final couple of spots. How much does this team need to consider the option of trading somebody like Brad Marchand?
Zero. You're not trading Brad Marchand. Hopefully get, you got to work the deadline. You can't trade 9 guys for, the rights to 7 18-year-old kids that are playing major junior in Canada. It just doesn't work like that. So, they're in a spot to still get a playoff push. I know that's not fun to talk about on the radio. It doesn't get clicks, but the reality is they're 2 points out of a player, 1 point out of a player, whatever it is. And if they 35 games left again, they get some health, they get their game back. They're in a position to continue this push late in the season. So there's essentially two deadlines here with the Four Nations coming up. So it'll be interesting if teams really push to get something done before that break, and the Bruins have 8 games before that, or if everyone in the league stands pat and waits till the March 7th date. So that's what's interesting, if teams are making moves or going early, or if the East is just so logjammed that everyone just kind of stands pat.
Yeah, I'm curious why you're so against the idea of trading Marchand, only because he's not under contract for next year. The team does look like they're teetering on a playoff spot, so maybe in a month if you're in the playoffs, maybe that answers the decision. But if you're on the outside, he's probably one of the only guys you could really get something for outside of like the young guys who I don't think you're going to trade at all because they're under contract, Pastrnak, Swayman, and McAvoy. But this team probably needs a bit of a retooling, does it not?
Well, what do you get? Are you getting Connor McDavid for him, or like what are you trading?
Like a first round pick. I would do it for McDavid.
Top 30. So just so like the 22nd pick in the NHL draft is basically 8% of the time they get to 300 games in their career. This isn't the NFL where your first round pick plays in your starting lineup next week. It's a long process, and when you have a guy who's a Hall of Famer, your captain, just doesn't typically get traded.
You were on the team when Joe Thornton got traded, right? And that obviously blew up.
That went well.
It went real well. They got a good return on the Thornton. What was that like when you got, how did you find out about it, and what was the reaction? I can only imagine what the reaction was by the team.
Yeah, not happy. Our season basically ended that day. And of course, he went on and won the MVP that season. So yeah, it was frustrating. That was, you know, we were, of course, good friends, same age, basically, same place in the world from. So yeah, that wasn't a good day. And it was certainly a day that, you know, again, it really affected our season that year.
Okay, but couldn't you argue that was for the greater good of the organization? Moving on from Thornton long-term was a good thing for the organization?
How?
Because no. You got out a guy who, I don't know, had what it takes to lead a team to win a cup, and they ultimately turned the team over and won a cup.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's the narrative in the hockey world for the last 20 years on that deal. It didn't really go that well. Again, he won MVP that season. That's the only time that's ever happened in major pro sports that an MVP was traded in season.
Yeah, I'm not saying they got a good return, just, you know, subtracting Thornton long-term paid dividends. I would argue. How do you think the Marchand captaincy has gone? If you had to grade the Marchand captaincy last year, this year, how do you think that's gone?
I don't know. I pretty good. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a guy that the guys respect a whole lot in the dressing room. He's continued the culture. I know there are a couple games over 500 and not breaking records this year, but very well respected and very well liked from everybody kind of around the team.
What did you make of the benching in overtime and then not being a part of the shootout the other night from Sacco?
Yeah, I mean, he made a bad turnover, and again, there's accountability with this team, and when you didn't, you know, have a great third period, or the coach sees something and he goes with different guys, that sometimes is the case.
Who do you think Cam Neely was talking about? I know you don't think it's Brad Marchand. We're talking Andrew Raycroft, the Razor of Nesson, here on Jones and Keith. Who do you think Neely's talking about when he says we got to retool? Whereas two avenues, we got to look at either adding or retooling. He brought that up. Who do you think he's talking about?
Well, I think the retool is related to the way I hear retool in hockey is, you know, we thought a couple of these guys were this, or we thought our team was this, but it's actually that, and we need to figure out and get the right pieces in place to be that kind of a team rather than the one we thought we were in July.
So who, though?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even think about that. Of course, you always look at the, like you talked about with Brad, look at free agents. Those are typically the guys. You don't typically move guys with a lot of term at deadlines. Those are typically moves that get made at the draft and in the summer. So you go through the free agents and the guys that possibly, again, retool better somewhere else, and maybe you can get something back that will help your program, you know, in a different way.
You know, one of the few positives over the last 10, 12 games has been the play of some of these young guys. You know, they've been given an opportunity for the young guys. And, you know, maybe if they do decide to move on from some of the veterans, not that, you know, you're going to get this big push and make the playoffs, but at least you're getting a chance to see some of these guys and know what you have, at least for next season, right?
Yeah, and they're doing that in the minors. Of course, there's always evaluating being done there, and you know, unfortunately, not every young guy makes it to the NHL. Not every young guy's good enough to make the NHL. It's hard, and you have to find that out. You have to grind your way through the minors at different times. I think Matty Potch is a great example. He goes to the minors, and everyone was up in arms, but he's gotten better because of it. He's been able to practice more, and he's come back a different player, and I think that's there's benefits to that. So yeah, there's times and you can find spots, but again, I think this team's in a position where they're not, you know, it's not a development team. This is a team that still has eyes on the playoffs.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, if you have eyes on the playoffs, you're looking to add at the deadline, that's what you want to do?
If possible, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, where do they need to add?
Well, certainly you can find, you can always use, if there's a scoring option, if there's that's been a struggle at certain times. The defense right now, if you're going to continue to have injuries or if these injuries last a little bit longer, you can look that way. But again, we're still 6 weeks away from that, so that can get dialed in a little bit more in the next few weeks.
Okay. Andrew Raycroft of Nesson, you can check him out there every Thursday here on a Bruins Thursday with Jones and Keith, the Razor. We appreciate it, Razor. Thanks so much.
You got it. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Andrew Raycroft joining us here on a Bruins Thursday.
Big one tonight, by the way. So just like the Celtics, back-to-back.
Ottawa.
And if you're looking at the standings, which most of us are, Ottawa is sitting there 52 points. Boston, 52 points. Montreal, 52 points. Tampa Bay's got 53. But Ottawa has two games in hand.
Mm.
So that they're technically above them right now in the standings. They are one of the playoff teams. The Bruins are
currently
on the outside.
When he says they're a point out of the playoffs, not true. They are even with Ottawa.
Oh, they're out of the playoffs.
But they're two games out of hand.
Yeah.
So they're really, in some ways, depending on how it goes tonight, 4 points out of a playoff spot.
But also, I would argue, and I mean, I don't even think I have to argue, it's just kind of obvious. I brought up the Joe Thornton trade because Razor was on that team and it was a captain and a star player, but he was also 12 years younger or whatever it was than whatever it was that Marchand is now. It's a completely different type of trade. It's the Bruins captain in season.
Yeah.
That's kind of where the similarities end.
For Razor, who we love, but to say captains don't get traded, then you give him an example of a captain getting traded and he goes, well, yeah, that worked. That wasn't the point. The point is
captains
do get traded.
They can get traded, and especially if you have...
You don't have to like a captain getting traded. Don't tell me they don't get traded.
But
get traded. Did the Bruins trade Ray Bourque?
Yeah, they did.
And again, that might not be one that worked out well, but don't tell me captains don't get traded.
Rangers traded Jacob Trouba earlier.
Thank you. That just happened.
This season,
I can think of two with the Bruins off the top of our head. So don't tell me they don't get traded. It doesn't happen all the time. It does happen. He even said
is
it Jerome there
McGinley
at the end.
McGinley captain?
Yes.
I assume.
So even at the end, it's like... Yeah. Well, you do start by looking at the impending free agents. Well, no, duh. That's why we're talking about Brad Marchand.
It's like you're not trading a captain who was signed for 5 more years.
Right.
He's a free agent at the end of the year. They couldn't get a deal done this year.
And
he's 36. Like, it's not. It's very different than some of these other guys.
Maybe you're a playoff team. Maybe. If things break your way. But like you said, I think you said it well, Keith.
Thank you.
You don't have to trade him right this second.
No. Let's see where you're at.
I would.
Was it March 7th?
Yeah. I would. You would.
Yeah.
You
would.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not saying you have to trade him right this second. And you said, look, play it out for another month. Play it out till the deadline. But if you're on the outside looking in, then you should lean into trading him because, look, Scott McLaughlin says 99% for a first-round pick. Razor doesn't want first-round picks now. They don't hit in the 20s.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Well, take a shot.
If they make any trades for first-round picks, I expect Razor to crap all over it.
But it's like they don't have a good farm system because they never have first-round picks. Now it's like you could get a first-round pick, but it's useless. So how do you get young guys then? How do you get good players in here? And it doesn't feel like a playoff team. It doesn't have the sense now that if you just run it back again next year, you're going to have that either. So, and the other reason why we bring him up, and this happens in all sports, and remember, like Jaylen Brown would get pissed all the time because his name would always get brought up. We're not talking about like, hey, what can you get for Jaden Springer or Trent Frederick? Like, we know you're not getting much for him.
Right.
So sure, we're not saying only trade him. Trade other guys if you want, but what are you going to get? So why even have that discussion?